With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is cheering the Supreme Court's ruling on the military ban of those with gender identity disorder.
The High Court is allowing the administration to enforce the transgender ban while legal challenges continue. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt described it as a massive victory. She said President Trump and Defense Secretary Hegseth are restoring a military that is not focused on DEI or woke gender ideology.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. President Trump orders a halt to the bombing of the Houthis in Yemen. State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce says the U.S. and Houthi rebels in Yemen have come to an agreement.
The president also announced in this meeting that the Houthis have capitulated following the administration's strikes. In the president's words, the Houthis have announced that they don't want to fight anymore. They just don't want to fight, and we will honor that. And we will stop the bombings. They say that they will not be blowing up ships anymore.
The Houthis had made travel dangerous for cargo and military vessels moving through the Red Sea. A real ID will be needed, but not mandatory for travel beginning today. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says people without a real ID will be allowed to fly for now.
We will make sure that it is as seamless as possible and that travelers will get to stay on their intended itinerary. But we are telling people that this law will be enforced, and it will allow us to know individuals in this country who they are and that they're authorized to travel.
Assembly Democrats in California finding common ground over a bill looking to enhance the penalty for soliciting minors. This comes after public backlash when Democrats opposed it, also a rebuke from the governor. New additions to the bill permit prosecutors to file felony charges against those soliciting sex from 16 or 17-year-olds. This is SRN News. The church embraces AI.
According to the State of the Church Tech 2025 report, more and more congregations are beginning to use artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations. But very few pastors are letting that technology anywhere near their sermons. The use of AI by churches has gone up 80% across all ministries. The bulk of the work that AI is doing for congregations concerns communications, making social media posts, and generating emails. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, battles over boycotts of Israel playing out at the state level. So far, 38 states have passed laws or executive orders that penalize contractors or companies that refuse to do business with the Jewish state. Now, pro-Hamas groups are organizing efforts to repeal such legislation in Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. The issue first came to the fore with the establishment of the Palestinian campaign called Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. This is SRN News. It was a down day on Wall Street Tuesday.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as AI mania loses more steam and as more companies pull their financial forecasts because of uncertainty created by President Donald Trump's tariffs. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% Tuesday. The drop came a day after the index broke a 9-day winning streak. That was its longest in more than 20 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 389 points. It's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite also fell 0.9%. Clorox dropped 2.4%. The company said it was seeing changes in shopping behavior during the first 3 months of the year, which led to lower revenue. Seth Sutel, New York.
Midlothian, Texas Fire Department mourning the loss of firehouse dog Riggs. The yellow lab mix rescue went missing Friday as a storm blew through. He was found Tuesday. He had been hit by a car. The fire department says anyone wishing to make a remembrance donation in Riggs' name should contact the Midlothian Animal Shelter. More details at srnnews.com.